Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute, the premier online resource for discovering smarter ways to create and sell your own profitable digital products and services. Our value-rich charter membership offer ends November 6th, 2015. Find out more at digitalcommerce.com. That's digitalcommerce.com.
This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable, but never boring, Sean Jackson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It's Sean Jackson. I'm joined, as always, by the interminable Micah Gadea. Micah, how are you?
That's awesome. I'm great, Sean. How are you?
You know, the worst I do is wonderful, but today is a far, far better day.
Oh, why?
Oh, well, I'll tell you why. Because, you know, part of the reason that we do this show, other than to sell the Rainmaker platform, of course.
True. Let's be clear.
Is because this is, you know, a personal discovery engine for me, because there are topics out there related to LinkedIn that I just don't have a clue about.
It's good to admit those things, Sean.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I think that part of the power of the show is that we can go on a journey together to find things. And one of the things that I've been dying to know more about are company pages, yep. Right? And showcase pages, the spotlight pages, the things that you put into those company pages to highlight your product. I've really been curious about it because, quite frankly, I don't think we do a great job of it.
Okay.
I mean, I think we can do better, right? I mean, it's like anything else. You know, we put
always,
it out there
yeah.
and what we can do. So, Micah, you were able to find us an expert on company pages.
A LinkedIn expert, in fact.
Yeah, that even helped yeah. even better. That was nice.
I was able to get, we were able to get Vivica Von Rosen, who is actually considered the LinkedIn expert.
Ah, the, you know, not a, the.
Right, right. One of the, yeah.
Exactly. And I think this is going to be a fascinating episode just because we're really all of us learning together why we should be doing company pages. What are these showcase pages, these spotlight pages on your products or services? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be finding out about that. And as people who listen to the show know, we always give a plug for our, you know, LinkedIn discussion group that we have. And quite frankly, with the changes LinkedIn has done, just go type into LinkedIn, The Missing Link, and you'll see the show there. But that's not what I would like you to do as you're listening right now. This show thrives on feedback from the audience. We love to know what you're thinking, what you think of the show, what can we do better for you.
Right.
So I would like you, while we're in the break, to just go to iTunes. I would like you to go and type in The Missing Link Podcast. You'll see our show right there, part of Rainmaker FM. Mm-hmm. And go underneath our name. You'll see where it says ratings and reviews. Click that.
Yep.
Just take the time to give us a review. I know that you're busy. I truly appreciate your time, but we'd love to hear back from you. So if you would do that for us, I can't thank you enough because your input, your feedback matters. So with that said, while we're at the break, we're going to put on Vivica Von Rosen, get her on the line to share the tip, tactics, techniques to not only creating an awesome company page, but also how to drive followers there. So make sure you stay tuned.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. And as promised, we are going to deep dive in to company pages and why you should be using them. So, Micah, who do we have to help guide us on this journey?
You guys are going to be so excited. We've got Vivica Von Rosen, the LinkedIn expert. I found her through LinkedIn, looking at LinkedIn experts, and wow, she's amazing.
Excellent. Vivica, thank you so much for being on the show. And to say that you're fanatical about LinkedIn would be an understatement.
So, it is a slight obsession.
So tell our audience a little bit about you, because you have such a plethora of ideas and experience and helpful things about LinkedIn. So fill our audience a little bit on who you are.
Sure. So I started out, I was running a business. I was pretty bad at it. It was managing people, which I'm actually not good at. I doubled it in a year doing, you know, face-to-face marketing and networking. This is before social media. But one of the things that I loved doing was bringing people in to talk to our entrepreneurs and to our business owners. And so I brought a woman in and she was talking about Google 2.0. It was such a big deal that the web was interactive. So that tells you how long ago it was. like, ooh, like people can comment on your website. Whoa. So at the very end of it, she talked about this thing called LinkedIn. And because I'd managed to double the business in a year doing face-to-face networking, I thought, wow, there's like 7 million people on this site. That's insane. And so I started learning and teaching about it. And fortunately, in about a couple of years, I was able to quit my day job and start teaching and training on LinkedIn full time. And, I branched in when Facebook came along and when Twitter came along. I kind of branched into all social for a while, but I just... For me, LinkedIn made the most sense. For my verticals, LinkedIn made the most sense. And so I just it only took about a year. And I was like, I'm only going to do LinkedIn. It's a love-hate relationship. I will tell you that.
Yeah, trust me. I know that.
Stockholm syndrome. But, you know.
But it's so bad. You've actually written about this. You have a book out. I know you've got training courses out there. I know you got a book. I think you have another one. So what are you writing about now?
Yeah, so right now we're actually talking about LinkedIn security. So the book's called LinkedIn Security, Who's Watching You, or LinkedIn Security, Who's Watching You, kind of depending on how you want to read it. But it's really about how to stay safe on LinkedIn.
Sure. And for our audience, we'll make sure to include all in the show notes, all of the things that she's done. She's on lynda.com. She's on marketingprofs.com. There's just a plethora of information. As I said, she's a fanatic. Okay. So as a fanatic, because yes, the topic today is company pages.
Right.
And as a fanatic and someone who has a lot of experience in writing and doing company pages, why should anyone be fooling with company pages on LinkedIn, period?
Yes, and I bring the fan to fanatic. Here's the truth about company pages. I was so excited when LinkedIn started making changes with them, and I thought, here it comes. This is going to be the equivalent of the Facebook fan page. And it never really got to that. However, the fact is, never mind ROI on your time investment on your company page, you have to be concerned with the COI. What's the cost of inaction? Because the fact is, people are checking you out and they're checking your personal profile out and they're making sure that you are conversant enough on LinkedIn to have a company page. And so if you don't have a company page, the cost of inaction is you come across as having a lack of credibility, maybe experience, maybe that you're not business savvy. So, above and beyond everything else, you have to have a company page just to look good, to look credible. Also, LinkedIn has this weird relationship with Google. Like, I don't know what's going on there. But when you do, you probably notice when you do a search on your own name, your personal profile will come up. Well, if you do a search on your company name, your LinkedIn company page, if you have one, comes up pretty high as well. And the fact is, because there are relatively few elements to your LinkedIn company page, it's a really good idea to just take a little time and invest in creating a decent one. The other thing is, for the solopreneur, for the entrepreneur, for someone who's building their business, you can start to control what the culture of your page looks like. It's unfortunately not as interactive and autonomous as, say, a Facebook page, but you can also control a little bit more about what you share and what gets said. And so, that's a great way to display the company culture if you're trying to attract people to it, either as prospects or potential employees.
All right. So let's recap for a real quick second. So first off, if you're not there, it says something about your business and it doesn't take that much time to do it. Secondly, it is an SEO-esque factor, a search engine relevance factor, because it will come up when people are researching your company. And third, of course, it is a recruitment tool. It is to say this is about, our company, et cetera. right? Am I essentially?
Yeah.
Okay.
You nailed, you're much more concise than I am.
So, but let's get in because, you know, this is the thing. I was reading a very interesting article on LA Times Business where it was talking about that as a solopreneur, when you have limited time and resources, spend all your time on your profile first and then maybe your company page. What would you say to that? I mean, seriously, if I'm in, you know, 1-2 person shop, where am I spending most of my time? Because I there is a reason for company pages beyond what you said, but I want to just, if I've got, you know, so many hours, where do I spend my time?
Yeah, of course you're going to spend most of your time on your personal profile. That's where you interact. That's where you have your connections. That's where you engage. That's where you use Publisher. And that being said, seriously, you know, it only takes about an hour or less to set up a decent looking company pages. We don't even have to talk about showcase pages, which are like sub pages. It just doesn't take that long. And if you're using some kind of social sharing tool, whether it's, you know, Hootsuite or Octopus or Sprout, it doesn't take that much time to go click and add your company page when you're sharing relevant information.
100% so, agree. 100%
right?
agree.
It, yeah. it just doesn't take that long. One of the things that I recommend, especially to agencies who are managing maybe more than one page, what I will say about LinkedIn company pages is the search is horrendous. Like when you go into your settings and you go click on manage company page, It is a roulette wheel, you know, according to what which profile is going to show up. I mean, I have pages that show up for, that I managed like 6 years ago, and I don't even manage them anyhow, and somehow they show up. So, one of the things I recommend to make this a lot easier for you is just create, you know, whether you're using Chrome or Safari or, you know, whatever browser you're using, create a favorites folder. And then just put the pages that you are active on in there. That way you're not looking for them. It's
right.
Not you're not spending 2 or 3 minutes just looking for the page, getting frustrated and going, ah, forget it.
Right.
You just, you know, bam, click, it's there. You can see what people are commenting on. You can post
sure.
something new. It's super easy. It's super fast. And I think that's the thing is if people know how to do this, get in, get out, get it done.
Yep.
It's a 2 or 3 minute investment every day. Like, seriously.
Right. No, and I get that. And I 100% agree with you. And there's another thing that we didn't talk about, though, is that to do sponsored updates, you have to have a company page, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we talked on the show in the past with, you know, the power of sponsored updates. And certainly, you know, anytime an advertising platform says this is the greatest thing ever, you should be skeptical because they want to sell you more of that, right? But, you know, we're starting to hear more case studies of success using company pages for sponsored updates. And that's really the only vehicle to do sponsored updates, correct?
Right. So with the new advertising campaign, which they just rolled out recently, you can create an ad doing direct sponsored content. So technically, yeah, you don't need a company page, but of course you want, you know,
right.
What's the point? You know, the additional benefit to marketing through your company page is there's a follow tab. So then people can also follow that your company page that is sharing the content. So yeah, you definitely, if you're going to do advertising, you most definitely want a company page on LinkedIn. I mean, technically, yes, you can do it without one, but first of all, you'd have to figure out how to do that. And that's not easy.
Right.
And why.
So what about the analytics on company pages? You like them, don't like them, wish they were better. What do you find in there that you say, yeah, this is really great. Or boy, this really just missed the mark.
Yeah. So I like any analytics I can get on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is not known for having fabulous analytics on your personal profile or your company pages. So any analytics I can get, I'm happy with, especially when I'm working with clients. It gives me a litmus. It gives me a starting point so we can show growth. So I'm happy that it's there. There are a couple kinks right now. You know, it says, oh yeah, sponsor this post, and you still have to go through the rigmarole of going back into campaign. So that's kind of annoying. You know what I found is really interesting though, and why I really like the analytics is I run a bunch of organic campaigns and sponsored campaigns and targeted campaigns, which we'll talk about in a minute. I love targeting on LinkedIn. And interestingly enough, the organic growth is usually just as good as the paid growth. So it really gives you a good idea of what's working. And so, of course, you just do more of what's working. You use the languaging of what's working. So it's actually pretty good. I wish it played. I mean, I wish the API was a little bit more open and it played better with other tools that are out there. That, you know, that other marketing tools that are out there, but it's still, you know, if you're willing to jump actually into LinkedIn to see the analytics, they're definitely worth looking at. They can definitely help guide your hand. And yeah, depending on your spend and depending on your marketing budget, there are some really, really cool analytic tools, but they're in what I call the 25K club.
Right.
You know,
yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's not me. I don't have $25,000 a quarter to invest in LinkedIn advertising. But I think even for the solopreneur, for the entrepreneur, you can get a lot of decent information. And I do like that you can see a lot of it both on your company page and then if you are using ads in your analytics, your ads analytics as well.
And just to confirm, there's no real way to communicate to all your followers that follow your company page other than doing your organic updates or your sponsored updates. Am I correct?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, unfortunately. Now, having said that, when you sponsor an update, the updates go not only to who you target in your ad, but LinkedIn will also share that. So it's kind of like free. So that LinkedIn will also share that content with the people following your page. So that's kind of nice. It's like a little added benefit there.
Gotcha. All right. So now I want to jump into showcase pages, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there is, again, the company page, as you mentioned, is fairly limited-esque, but showcase pages are different. And if you look, for instance, at Rainmaker Digital, we have our main company page where you see all of our employees, et cetera. But then, of course, you have these particular products that we tend to showcase out. And we haven't experimented a lot with it. I mean, you know, the other thing, reason I have you on the show is so I can figure out what we should be doing. So, so, you know, from our perspective, obviously, we have lots of products. Obviously, we have things that we provide out there. What is kind of a best practice idea? I've set up my company page. I spent a little time on that. And now I want to go into showcase pages. Right. What are they? Why should I do it? How do I do it the best?
Perfect. So, and you've got a really good example of showcase pages too. I'll talk about what you've done right because you have done it right. So showcase pages are sub pages. And they really are for focusing on a particular product or not all your products because that could be too many, but a particular product, a spotlight product, maybe an ongoing event that you have, like every year for the past 5 years, you've had an event. So, you know, that's you could have a showcase page for that. It's really anything that you want to do a deeper dive on and share, relevant content for that particular page. So if you don't want a whole copy blogger page, you don't have to want to deal with that, but you want to share particular information for copy blogger or for Rainmaker. It's perfect to have the showcase page in order to do that. And it's harder to get followers, you know, and it's a little bit more difficult to get interaction because the audience, LinkedIn didn't do a very good job of training the audience on how to use showcase pages and how to benefit from showcase pages. So we have to train our audience, right? We have to let people know that we've got, you know, copy blogger showcase page, that we have Rainmaker showcase page. And what's most important is when we're sharing that information, whether it's through a sponsored update, whether it's sending an email to your list, let them know what's in it for them. Because otherwise it's like, oh, great, another platform with more noise.
But you can do a lot more in showcase pages, right? You can put in images. I mean, the functionality is much more extensive.
Yeah, it's kind of like I like to, it almost looks like Pinterest, right? It's the image is bigger, so it's more striking. You can add content, you can add images, you can pin pages. You can pin posts, so you can keep a post up top. What I recommend for folks is, well, if you want a showcase page, maybe one becomes like a user group showcase page or a customer service showcase page. And your first post is, how can we help you? You know, in comments below, let us know what you need from us. And so it becomes, right? It becomes,
that's a good question, because what you just said right there, you know, we talk about groups, okay? And it's funny because, you know, obviously a lot of changes have happened on groups lately. We obviously run one. But if you've got a product, you know, would it make more sense, instead of trying to set up a group and moderate it and feed that beast, and trust me, my goodness, I know what a beast groups could be. Would it be better to spend that time on a showcase page to drive your audience to that showcase page where they can, you know, comment and discuss things there versus to its own individual group?
Yeah, because like you said, setting up a group is time consuming, especially with all the changes that groups have made. It means more work for the moderator for sure.
Yeah, trust us. Micah does that. Not me, but Micah does.
At least you have, you know, at least you have the membership you have now, because it's going to be harder to get members in the future. But back to the company page. So company pages and showcase pages are both just a follow. Right. So you don't have to jump through hoops like you do on groups anymore. So it's just a follow. Also, by their nature, they're promotional. And by I don't mean like create a showcase page and a company page and just sell your stuff, sell your stuff, sell your stuff. But if someone goes to your company page or your showcase page, they are expecting to see you talk about your company or your products or whatever it is that you're featuring. I mean, that kind of goes without saying. And it's always the 80-20 rule, right? 80% helpful, useful information, and then 20%, you can be a little bit promotional. Sure. But by their nature, people expect them to be more promotional. And also, they can't go, this is spam, like they can on a group. So, I mean, they can write that. They can certainly, in comments, go, this is spammy. But they can't actually put that in, they can't keep you from posting on your own page. So that's, and of course, you've got the featured groups that you can do on both your company pages and your showcase pages. So you can always, if you do have a group or a user group, you can also pull that in so people know, oh, if I want more of a conversation, I can just join the group right from there, or request to join the group anymore, because you can't just join willy-nilly anymore. But you can request to join the group right from there. So when showcase pages came out, I was so excited. I just thought they were like the best thing ever. And, you know, it's like I said, it's not taken off like I had hoped it will, but they still absolutely serve their function. And just like a company page, the URL looks the same. It's linkedin.com/company/company name or whatever you name your page. So to Google, it looks the same. So it's still got that little bit of Google juice in there. Mm-hmm. Now you do not want to create, because it's just another product you have to manage in the end, right? So you don't want to create a showcase page for every product you have. You know, be very focused on your top showcase highlight spotlight products or services or events. Because it's just, again, plus you're limited to 10. Well, like, I didn't know
I did that when it was funny, because I'm the LinkedIn advocate here. So when we first started getting LinkedIn, I was like, yeah, put every product on there. And they quickly took me off as an admin off of our own company page. I was like, oh, you mean that wasn't smart? Okay.
I did the same thing. I mean, I'm like, oh, I can get this URL and that URL and that URL. And then now I got a bunch of URLs I can't use. And you can unpublish a page, but you have to go to, which is ridiculous, you have to go to customer service to get LinkedIn to pull a page. Jeez. So it's kind of funny. Now, if you are, like I was just saying, because company pages and showcase pages, the URL is the same, LinkedIn doesn't know what the difference is between a company page and a showcase page when you are doing a search. Uh-huh. So the good news is your showcase page could show up in a company search just as easily as your main company page. The downside is trying to manage all that. So,
judicious in your time. And speaking,
be judicious in your time, and do use that ninja trick, right, of creating a folder and just put all your showcase and your regular pages in there, so you can find them super easy, which will make it easier to manage.
All right. In the time that we have left, let's say I've taken the time to go and put my company page. I find that there is a need, and I have the time and resources to manage a spotlight page, if you will. Yeah. Now I've got all this work done. The most important, how do I get people to come and follow me?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You know? And so what are some of the tips that you like to, or some tactics that you've seen great success in moving people to a company page or into a spotlight page?
Well, always focus what's in it for them. So whether you're running an ad for your page, whether you're sharing an email, whether you're just putting it in your signature line on your email, you know, just always what's in it for them, because no one's going to follow you unless there's right. a reason. Like, ooh, more noise. Fabulous.
Yeah.
So, you know, promo codes. We're going to share promo codes here that we don't share anymore.
Ooh, good idea.
You know, we're going to run contests here because LinkedIn, like everyone else has, like, you can't run contests. You know, LinkedIn's like, they don't even have anything about contests. Right. You can't monetize a group, but run a contest. Why not? You know, you're allowed to. So we're going to run contests here. We're going to spotlight our customers here, and you might be the next person Ooh. We spotlight. Like, give them reasons to go to your company page. We're going to run a, you know, top 10 tips for Tuesday, every Tuesday, you know, so follow our company page. There's a reason to do it. There is a share button, you know, but it's default content and it's kind of useless. So grab your company URL, which if you click on the logo, it's everything before the question mark. So grab your company page URL and, like I said, create an ad for it. Post an update, write a publisher post on it, you know, without being too salesy, but write a publisher post on it with, you know, links driving back. For sure, this is the best thing that we get the best results on with all my clients is send an email out to your list and let people know that you're on LinkedIn and these are the different areas that they can go and you know, create giant follow us buttons that they can very easily click on, and you can create a beautifully branded email with your company page branding and make sure your company page is branded. You know, add your logo, add your hero images, and let them know what's in it for them. And, you know, go to this showcase page for that. Go to, you know, make sure to follow our company page. And the other thing is, you know, try to remember, and I don't do it every time either, but when you share an update within your company page, you know, you could even just put in the line, you know, make sure to, you know, you can get access to information like this all the time by following our feed. Make sure to follow our company page for more information like this. You know, did you like this? Make sure to follow our company page. Right. So you always put the call to action in there. And, you know, both on your showcase pages, there's big yellow follow button. And then on your company page, there's a big follow button. So on your showcase pages, the follow button's bottom right. So just do a big arrow that says follow us. Like, yep. Right?
Yep.
Follow us. And this thing on your homepage, follow us.
Well, I absolutely am blown away. Mike, are you blown away?
Yeah, we could talk for hours about this. I want more.
So, you know, you do have some absolutely fantastic ideas and tips and stuff that I was totally blown away with because, you know, I didn't think of it. So that's why I'm blown away. So, you know, I would encourage everyone to go and Viveka. Viveka. Man, you know, Viveka von Rosen. There we go. I would encourage everyone to go follow Viveka von Rosen.
Viveka.
God dang it. I knew it.
I
sat there before this episode like 30 times saying her name and I completely messed it up.
Totally.
Viveka von Rosen. How's that? Everyone go follow Viveka.
No, but that's okay, Sean. Just keep
I said
going.
Viveka. That's what she Viveka. Viveka. Viveka von Rosen. I encourage everyone to go and follow Viveka von Rosen at her website at linkedintobusiness.com. And we will make sure to include in the show notes all of the fantastic information that she has available online, because I'd highly, highly encourage you to deep dive into everything she has to say. So Viveka. I want to thank you so much for allowing me to mispronounce your name so many times. And for everyone else, I truly hope you follow her, and we will catch you next time on the next episode of The Missing Link.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.